Okay, so you've been here a while. You've been here a while, so
I'm being interviewed.
Yeah,
it's all right. Come on in.
You guys can listen to him. It's history.
So yeah. So yeah, Jolliffe Hall.
Mm-hmm. So you've been here for how long?
26 years as a professor, and I was here for 2 years as a student.
So, what was Jolliffe used for when you got here?
As a professor, is like an apartment building for students. Mm-hmm. So, and I know that like Robin Long, she lived in it, and it was very cool because they had like three people per bedroom, and there were like three or four units on each floor. And it was originally built. My father always said that the building had been constructed for the GI Bill, so that when soldiers were coming back. At the end of World War II, it was converted into a married student residence for people, you know, on the GI Bill. But it was originally constructed, and I think it was opened in like 1941, 40,
mm-hmm.
dedicated. And so it was originally a women's dorm. And no?
Men.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
From the first year?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to check, you know.
I was in the archives earlier.
Talk to Haley, because she's working.
I talked to Melinda the other day. Got a bunch of the original
photographs of it.
Photographs and documentation. It was originally, right. 1940, it was originally a men's dorm.
Okay, all right. So, but, you know, I can't even remember people living in it when I was a student here, but I know that people did, but I hadn't gone into it. But the basement was always really cool because SAC would use it for a haunted house as a fundraiser. And so students, I never went through, but the students loved, you know, going down in there. And Robin Lonkin, I think she knows a lot more about that. But it's such a cool building. I'm glad to see that it's being renovated. It was sitting empty for too long. So,
got any different stories of it? Or
I don't ever remember going in there, except that once they'd closed it, we had to use it for temporary holding of archive material. The Western Conference of the United Methodist Church united with the Eastern Conference into the Kansas Conference. So all of their archival material had to be brought over very, very quickly. And we stored it in the basement. And, you know, we got to move around in the building because it was abandoned. I just thought it was really cool, and it would have been pretty awesome to have been a student when it just opened up, but it was a hard building to maintain. And I just think that there were lots of things that, you know, they had to keep up with, you know, and they just couldn't, you know, do it. And I'm not sure what the reasons were for why they ultimately made the decision to close it down, but I know that people who were in it at the time were pretty sad about it because they really loved living. Yeah, but you know, all the stories I have about it are indirect. I never
interacted with that.
Other than, you know, moving a lot of boxes in there when we did the archive stuff.
When was that again, you said?
I got to think back. Melinda will know when the merger happened. But what's amazing about that is we moved all that stuff up here, and like 2 weeks later, there was a fire in the building, and all of the records would have been,
wow.
You know, because the sprinkler system went off, and it was really crazy. So, but that all worked out.
All right,
Ben's dorm.
Anything else you want to share or anything?
No, I'm just glad to see it's being used again. Very happy about that because it's cool.